Almost a week after the Federal Education Minister Dan Tehan announced a major overhaul of the tertiary education funding system, Australia's largest universities have finally been provided with some more detail. Under the government's plan, the cost of studying a humanities degree will more than double, while fees for so-called job-relevant courses such as nursing, agriculture and science will be cheaper. Yesterday, the minister met with Professor Margaret Gardner, chair of the Group of Eight Universities and vice-chancellor of Monash University. She joins us now. Margaret Gardner, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
You met with the minister yesterday. Do you now have a better sense of how the unis will be affected by this fee overhaul?
Yes, I think it is, as you said, a very complex package, changing many, many elements of funding for the system as we understand it. And so there's a need for, and there is, ongoing consultation on a series of quite critical elements that do need to be refined in order for us to fully understand how this will be implemented. And we're very pleased that that consultation yesterday began on one of the key parts of that package, and that is how we get sustainable research funding focused on excellence. And that is a really welcome opening of discussions on that point.
Okay. And I want to come to the research funding, but just to deal with the fee overhaul at the moment, we've got this poor jobs market now, post-pandemic travel restrictions, likely to see many more Australian students turn to university next year. Will this overhaul of the fee structure, which will see the cost of some courses double, will that solve the sector's funding problems as it tries to meet this expected boom in domestic demand? Because the minister says he wants more places, domestic places, but there's no more government funding for it. It will come from some students paying significantly more for their cases, for their courses.
The way the government has restructured this package has changed the way funding comes to us in a whole range of ways. Yes, it reduces the government contribution per student in general overall, and it overall, but it's heavily concentrated in some areas, increases the student contribution. That's not spread evenly. Some students get a big increase, other students get a significant decrease. What that means overall is there will be a number of extra places. So a large number of students will get access to university who would not otherwise have got access but for these changes. But it comes at the cost of decrease in the dollars per place, and that has to be dealt with across the sector in adjustments both within universities and adjustments across the sector. I will say that one of the pleasing pieces of news that came from that. Overall, that would be a 6% reduction. Without any other funding, the impact of those changes would reduce funding to universities by 6% for that teaching. But mm-hmm. two things have been made clear, and much clearer yesterday, and more detail is to come. The transition fund that the minister announced of $705 million over 3 years is there to make sure that no university will actually face a decrease in funding for educating those students.
Right.
There will be less per place, but no overall decrease. And you can imagine that for universities that have taken significant decreases in funding because of the loss of international students, if there had been another decrease in funding, then the impact would have been very, very serious. But the transition fund is a buffer in the domestic space. That means that that funding will remain preserved for 3 years. But it does mean that we will be taking more students at less dollars per student place.
Yeah.
The other really significant change, and I want to say this is a very, very significant change, is that it has been made very clear by the minister to us that this funding is only for the education of domestic students. So once upon a time, there were understandings that that funding covered a range of other things, including research. Mm-hmm. But this with this reduction and with this change, this funding is for the education of domestic students only. And so the consultation over research funding to make that sustainable and focused on excellence is the next part, and the consultation that he has begun by talking to the group of eight yesterday.
So just 2 points from that then. Let's deal with the research. As you say, research funding used to come, a portion of it from the teaching fees that students pay, and also a huge proportion of it from international students. There's going to be a big hole there. Are you saying the government is now recognising that teaching fees can't subsidise research, so the government is going to treat these funding sources separately, and is it guaranteeing to fund research and to make up the gap in research funding that comes from not having these student dollars and also the international student dollars?
I think that the minister has not yet gone to that level of detail about what research funding will be. But what has been made clear, and this is one of the big shifts in the system, that there is funding for educating students, and separate from that, there is a consideration of funding for research. Can I say, I actually think in reform terms that where we were was not sustainable, and that change is important. Now the discussion around that has to be exactly what the minister opened. How do we make that research funding sustainable, and how do we make it focused on excellence? And that's really, we've only just begun that discussion.
And you welcome that change. Just finally, we've only got a minute or so to the news, but in terms of the student funding, you know, you'll be taking more students with less dollars per student place from the government, but you also noted that the change means some students will be paying 90% of their teaching costs and others will be paying significantly less than that with the fee restructure. Do you think that's fair?
I think that moving to reflect a simple and single principle, the cost of education, is a good thing. I do think that then the big question for government is how you distribute that cost of education. And I do think the question of how much a student should pay for their education compared to how much the government should put in for domestic students. These are our citizens. This is the support for our future, our future, not only workforce, but our future citizens. I think that that needs to be addressed, because I don't think that you should be able to ask in the education of your population that some people, because they chose to study humanities, pay the majority of the cost of their higher education, and others, because they chose to study science, pay a lot less.
All right, Margaret Gardner, we must leave it there. Thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast.
Thank you.
Margaret Gardner, Vice-Chancellor of Monash University.